We'll start with local government. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Orange County commissioners meet in the Southern Human Services Center. They're going to have a work session on County Manager Bonnie Hammersley's recommended 10-year capital improvement plan. That conversation actually already got underway at the board meeting last week. Here's 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck's report on that.
They've had existing programmings and recommendations, you know, from HVACs to parking lots to parks to security.
That's the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, James Etta Bedford.
Just a wide variety of projects that you have to do to maintain these buildings.
At last week's meeting, Deputy County Manager Travis Myron broke down the details of the Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP. There are six big components in all: affordable housing, public safety, public schools, a water line in Mebane, various projects related to climate mitigation, and new initiatives to help people experiencing behavioral health crises without having to go through the criminal justice system.
And then it has an additional, I think, to $86 million over these 10 years of new facilities for the county, which would include a new EMS 911 center. So there was a lot in there, plus bringing in spending about $6 million for climate action projects, charging centers, more solar, more electric vehicles.
Perhaps the most notable component of the plan is funding for public school upgrades, to be paid for largely with a $300 million bond that voters will be asked to approve in the November election. Last week, county commissioners took an early step to move forward on that bond referendum. They will have to vote again on June 18th to officially put the bond on the ballot, but Bedford says it's pretty much a done deal.
The commissioners are putting this on the ballot, yes. We have kicked the can down the road. You know, we've tried to fund the classroom, the instructional pieces, and the actual needs are over $1 billion.
That billion-dollar figure includes much-needed upgrades and repairs in both the Orange County and Chapel Hill Harbor school districts. A report last week in the News and Observer found classrooms with cockroaches, leaking ceilings, and broken heating and air conditioning systems, for starters. The proposed bond referendum would only cover about 30% of the total need, but Bedford says it's a big step.
That would get us started on some of the really basic functional needs. Every school would get the basics to be safe, you know, like fire equipment that we do every year. But upgrading some of the facilities, perhaps building new school in each district. The schools are still working on finalizing their plans, and they're going to present to us in the end of May.
May 21st, to be exact. Counting the bond spending, the total capital improvement plan is projected to cost about $900 million over the next 10 years. Bedford says the spending is necessary, but she warns that it will come with a tax increase.
So the base CIP, if we had done no changes, no bond, no new county facilities, and looks like a tax increase of 2.79 cents over 10 years. Then the bond, as I said, is 3.41 cents. They were also including $100 million of PAYGO, which is money you're using from your regular tax revenues. So that is a 2.68 tax increase also. So it adds up to 8.8 cents at this point.
That's about $177 a year if you own a $200,000 home. There is one other thing to watch. Typically, Orange County tries to limit its debt payment spending to 15% of its general fund, and the school bond will temporarily push the county over that threshold. But County Chief Financial Officer Gary Donaldson told commissioners last week the increase is only temporary, and the county's AAA bond rating will keep interest rates relatively low. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.
Carrboro Town Council meets tonight at 7 o'clock as well. They'll vote to create an intergovernmental climate council that will facilitate collaboration on climate mitigation efforts with Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. In utilities news, the EPA is set to release new drinking water PFAS limits sometime this month. NC Newsline environmental reporter Lisa Sorg recently spoke with me about what to expect when that actually happens.
There's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth from industry if it's as strict as the proposed were. So the proposed maximum concentration levels were infinitesimal, like four parts per trillion. That's basically at a detection level. So what those will be in the final analysis, what the compromise is, because it's never purely science, there's always politics, we will see what that is. But there will be a difference of opinion from environmental advocates and the industry about what is acceptable. I mean, you know, people who just want to drink clean water would say zero. So we'll see what that is, but that announcement should be made in April, and I think it's going to be for those of you who follow water quality, pretty earth-shattering.
NC Newsline's Lisa Sorg speaking there. You can find our full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Over to some schools news now. We learned a couple weeks ago about a big award for Chapel Hill High School. They were named the 2023 School of the Year by Wix Filters and Tomorrow's Technician magazine, recognizing the school as the best technical training school in the country. CHCCS will celebrate the award on Thursday with a presentation of a $10,000 check at a ceremony featuring more than 100 students, teachers, and administrators. You can learn more in the news article on chapelboro.com. Time now for sports, and we start the sports conversation this afternoon with some, I'm going to call it sad news. I'm not very excited about this. After two seasons in Chapel Hill, UNC men's basketball guard Seth Trimble has entered his name into the transfer portal. He'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining wherever he ends up. He appeared in 68 games in two seasons here in Chapel Hill, mostly known for his defense. He was on the court about 17 minutes a game this year, and most of his key stats had gone up from his freshman to sophomore year, and I was a little bit excited to see what was going to come next for Seth Trimble. He did only start one game this year and never got more than 25 minutes, so we can guess he's looking for more playing time elsewhere. Happy trails to Seth Trimble as he enters the transfer portal. Some other transfer portal news while we're at it, I suppose. This is on the women's side. We learned yesterday that Deja Kelly opening the door to the portal, but not committing to going all the way through, as she may still return, but it seems a little bit less likely after we got somebody coming through the portal to Carolina, and that happens to be a point guard, Grace Townsend from Richmond. She'll have a year of eligibility left as well, and she averaged 13.5 points per game, leading Richmond to their first NCAA tournament bid nearly two decades last year. So welcome to Chapel Hill to Grace Townsend. Looking to baseball now, as the Diamond Heels will be playing tonight. We'll have that action for you here on 97.9 The Hill starting at 7 right after Live and Local. They'll be facing South Carolina in a neutral site matchup in Charlotte. Diamond Heels actually ranked 13th in the country right now by D1Baseball.com. They come into the game with a 26-6 overall record. They're 11-4 in ACC play. Here's what head coach Scott Forbes had to say about what made his team so successful in the first half of the season.
One of the biggest backbones of our program is player development. Obviously, we're in a new age where you can get some transfers and you can get some guys off the portal. But even then, when they get here, you want to help them get better and help them maximize their potential. And you also have to have guys like Kyle Purcell and like Matty Mathias. And you name them, name Angel Zarate, Trevor, whoever it is. They may not be this highly ranked recruit coming in, but they spend the time in the weight room, they work, they stay with it, and they find a way to help you win. And that's the key to having sustained success. Because in college baseball today, the days of winning 50, 55 games every year, they're probably not going to happen much anymore because of the transfer portal, but you still want to have a chance every single year, and that's a big factor.
UNC Diamond Heels head coach Scott Forbes speaking there. You can listen to live coverage of the Diamond Heels in South Carolina tonight, 7 p.m., right after Live and Local. Elsewhere in sports, five UNC wrestlers just got some pretty distinct honors, all ACC academic team. Congratulations to Cade Lott, Lachlan McNeil, Spencer Moore, Jaden Scott, and Gavin Kane. Gavin Kane on the all-academic team's second time in his career, so extra congratulations there. Looking to the pro ranks now, Durham Bulls are in action tonight. They'll be opening a week-long series at Lehigh Valley. First pitch at 6:45.